What was that score last night, Newt?
20-14.
Yeah, that's right. 20-14. That's right. It was six. Atlanta beat them. The Falcons beat them 6 points. I was glad to see it because the Vikings hadn't lost narrowing yet. They was, and Falcons, they're coming right along though. That makes about six. They won six straight.
Do you ever have, like, any animals come from, you know, in the brush, like,
up there? Oh, yeah, them old armadillos. We have a lot of them, possums there. You can go out there at night and you can see a possum there come up around, eat them old fruit that drops off of the trees. And armadillos, they get out here and dig up the flowers, and I have to get out there and hunt them sometime at night. I take my headlight and my gun, and I go out there and hunt them at night.
Like if there was an animal that came up and you didn't want to hurt him, but you wanted to chase him away,
mm-hmm.
you picked up a rock, you know, mm-hmm. would you think you might do that?
No, I'd take, if I want to run him off, mm-hmm. I'd just take this little dog you see here that's on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
I'd turn that, I open that door and she'd get him. She'd run him off. Yeah, she'd run him off right quick. And then I got another dog out there that I use for running deer with when I go hunting. In fact, I'm going to go Thursday. I'll be in the woods with him Thursday. He's a deer dog. He runs deer.
What kind of guns do you
hunt with? Well, I got a whole rack there. I got shotgun, rifles. Yeah, I got a whole rack of guns in there. I got four right up there on the rack. I got a double barrel shotgun there that's... It belonged to my daddy. He bought it way back in 1925, I believe, and then when he died, I got a hold of the gun, and I hunt with it some, and it's a double barrel, and I got a pump gun that I hunt with. It shoots more than twice.
Oh.
It's got a magazine, and you fill this magazine full of shells. Of course, the law says you got to keep it plugged to where you can't put the three shells in there, but it'll hold five. But you've got to keep that plug in there to keep, you won't allow you to shoot it for three times. So it's a pump gun. You pump it, shoot it, and then every time you pull it back like that and throw it ahead, another shell goes in the barrel and you just keep shooting it.
Do they have like rangers around here that come out and check on people?
Yeah, I was over here last week hunting and one came up on me and stood talked to me for, I guess 20 minutes. And he didn't ever ask me did I have any license or not. Of course, I don't have to have any license. And I guess he looked at me and said, he looks too old anyway. As you get past 65, you don't have to have a license. And I'm past 65, so I don't have to have no license.
Are there you said there was still some cattle around
here? Huh?
Did you say there was still some cattle around
here? Cattle? Mm-hmm, back over in here.
Do they have them, like, what kind of fence do they keep them?
Oh, they keep them under barbed wire, but they, about three strands, sometimes four strands of barbed wire that hold them. The cattle now are not really wild cattle. Used to, they were wild cattle. But you had to, when you want to drive cattle, them days, well, you got on your horse and you took your cow whip, and your dog. You always had you a couple of dogs, maybe sometime you'd be in a drive, maybe half a dozen dogs in the drive. And you got these dogs trained. And if a cow, you're driving a bunch of cows through here, and one of them breaks out of the bunch, takes all that way, well, you tell that dog to catch him, and that dog will catch it. Catch it by the nose. You train him to catch it by the nose. And he don't catch that cow but about once, and that cow head right back to the herd. Okay, how wild it is. And
if you